Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. O'Connell moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Mays moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Mays moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Antonelli moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walls. Mays reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-1 in the game. Catt hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Antonelli strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bolger. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Lockman scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bulger. Mays reaches second base with a double. O'Connell scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Don Elston now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 6-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Littrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer strikes out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-2 in the game. Catt strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Antonelli strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Littrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman moves to second. Jim Fanning pinch hits for Don Elston. Marv Grissom now pitching. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Jim Fanning. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neiman moves to third. Littrell moves to second. Dale Long pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Littrell moves to third. Tanner moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Casey Wise pinch runs for Dale Long. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Littrell scores. Tanner scores. Wise moves to second. It's 6-5, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Wise now playing second base. Turk Lown now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 3 in the game. Catt bunts towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Jablonski reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. It's 7-5, Giants. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Daryl Spencer now playing shortstop. Stu Miller now pitching. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolger strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Littrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.